Hi again. Welcome back to Ingvid.com. My name's Adam. Welcome again. Today's lesson is a grammar lesson, and this is a question that I am asked often. What is the difference between if and whether? Okay, it's a very good question. It's pretty simple, straightforward, but we're going to look at both of these in relation to each other. First of all, let's make sure everybody understands whether is not spelled the same as weather, like sunny, raining. This is about rain, sun, snow, wind, temperature. This is similar to if. It's about having choices, okay? So, in some situations, if and weather are interchangeable. But the best way to not make a mistake, not to mix them up in the wrong context, is to always use if for conditionals, always use whether when you're talking about two alternatives, two choices, okay? You'll see what I mean. When they can be interchanged. First of all, when they are used as noun clauses, means they can be the object or the subject of a sentence, they can mean the same thing. But again, avoid using them the same if you don't want to make mistakes. Do you know if Dan is coming? Do you know what? If Dan is coming. Do you know whether Dan is coming? In this case, they basically mean the same thing. Yes or no? Is he coming or is he not coming? You could add the or not here. Do you know whether Dan is coming or not? But the word whether already gives you a choice between yes or no in this particular case. So this is not necessary. It's understood. Okay? Now, let's look at these two sentences. I don't know if the exam is on Friday or Saturday. I don't know whether the exam is on Friday or Saturday. So here we're looking directly at a choice. When I use whether, I don't know whether the exam is on Friday or Saturday. So again, you have two options when you look at whether. Friday is one option. Saturday is another option. The problem here is if you use if, if is not limited to two options. I don't know if the exam is on Friday or Saturday, or is it if it's next week sometime. So here, although they seem to mean the same thing, the if gives you other options that the weather doesn't. Weather, one, two. If, one, two, or something completely different. So if you want to avoid making this mistake, use weather for the choices, use save if for when you have your conditional sentence. Now, what is a conditional sentence? A conditional sentence is using if as an adverb clause. There's a condition. If A happens, B will happen. Okay? One thing needs to happen for the second thing to happen. That's the condition. So, let me know. Oh, sorry. I forgot this word here. Let me know if you're coming. Let me know whether you're coming. In this case, they're both okay. Let me know whether you're coming or not. Now, what's the difference between let me know if you're coming, let me know whether you're coming or not? If you are coming, yes, let me know. This is a conditional. If this is true, do this. Let me know whether you're coming or not. If you're coming, let me know. If you're not coming, let me know. So in this case, both apply, okay? So again, use this to the condition. This is the condition, this is the result. Here, this is going to happen regardless. So we're going to look at this in a second in more detail, okay? I'll come over if you want me to. If you want it, I will do it. If you don't want it, I will not do it. So this is the condition. If you want me to, I'll come over. This is the condition, this is the result. So your best option is to always use if with conditionals, use whether to talk about two alternatives. Now, the other common use of whether is to mean regardless. Doesn't matter what happens, regardless of the situation, here's what I want you to do. I'm coming over whether you like it or not. Okay, whether you like it or not means if you like it, I'm coming over. If you don't like it, too bad, I'm coming over. So this verb is going to happen regardless of this situation. Okay, so that's when we must also use the or not. Remember here I said or not can come out because it's understood here. Here are your two options. Here it's not about options. Here it's about saying something is regardless. Doesn't matter what you like, what you don't like, I'm coming over. Okay? I'm coming over if you like it. Means you like it, I'm coming. You don't like it, I'm not coming. Okay? So whether to talk about regardless, you must have the or not. To give the options, you don't need the or not. If in a noun clause means the situation is the object of no what, if he is coming, yes or no. Here, it's a conditional. So first of all, you must understand, is it a noun clause object or is it an adverb clause condition? So, to avoid making mistakes, especially in written English, use if for conditionals, use whether for alternatives or to mean regardless. Okay? It's a little bit tricky, but when you see more examples, it'll become much clearer. So if you want to see more examples, come to ingvid.com. There's a quiz there that will test your understanding of this. Ask any questions you have on the comment section. Don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Come back. I'll see you again. Bye.